Friends Podcast.
Hi, I'm Diane Hunt. I am an impressionist realist painter connecting with nature through my brush. I work in oil paint and watercolor, and I live in the countryside of Maryland's Eastern Shore, not far from the Chesapeake Bay. You can find me online at dianehuntstudio.com. and on Facebook and Instagram at Diane Hunt Studio.
Hi, I'm Constance Brosnan of Steve Brosnan's Jewelry Designs. I live in Oklahoma on a prairie, and I make handmade jewelry in silver, copper, and brass. I'm an artist that paints. I paint pastels and oils sometimes.
Hello, this is Clyde J. Kale. I'm the host of this podcast. I am a emerging representational artist. I do historic renderings, seascapes, landscapes, botanicals, birds, and whatnot, with a tight illustrative hand in watercolor, pen and ink, and acrylic paints. And I live in Oklahoma City. Well, hello. Once again, it is time for an episode of the Artist Friends Podcast, episode 153 for June the 27th. My name is Clyde J. Kale, and I'm here with my two best artist friends and a guest, Diane Hunt and Constance Bronson. Hello, Diane.
Hi, Clyde. Hi, Constance. Hello, Bridget.
Hello, Constance.
Hi, Clyde. Hi, Diane. Hello, Bridget.
Hi.
Yes. Hello, Bridget, and welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Want to introduce Bridget and tell a little bit about her?
Well, our guest is Bridget Coombs, and she has a program, I guess you would call it, of a mini art show that she has online, and I will let her speak more about that. Sounds really interesting.
All right. Well, before we get started, remind my listeners, go to www.talkartpodcast.com, talkartpodcast.com. That's our information page. And next week, I'll have more information about Bridget on there. You know, I always post the previous episodes, but today, there are a couple of videos on there that might be of interest for artists or folks who are wanting to start an artist career. So I recommend you check that out. Okay, Bridget, as I said before, welcome to the Artist Friends Podcast. And tell us a little bit about yourself.
So my name is Bridget Coombs. I grew up in Wichita, Kansas. Got my bachelor's degree in ceramics. Moved to upstate New York, got my master's in sculpture. And after that, I moved to Texas for a few years. And then I ended up in Springfield, Missouri, started my business here.
Okay. And what kind of business is that?
I've got a couple. I've got my day job is laser cutting and engraving business, and that's what I do on a daily basis for money. And then my second job is I am a full-time mom to a two-year-old. So that's my two-time and a half job. And then the mini art show is what I've started recently. It's my passion project.
Okay. What's the website to the mini art show?
It's miniartshow.com, so M-I-N-I artshow.com. No spaces, no dots.
Okay. And what's the mission of, or the main purpose of the mini art show?
Yeah, so the mini art show, just to give you some background, it got started. I had a artist business here in Springfield. It was a storefront, and we had about 100 different artists in there that contributed. So it was basically they came in, I took a commission off of sales. We were in downtown Springfield. Every year we'd have a gallery in the front, and every year we would have a show called the Mini Art Show. And so it was a show of 3-inch by 3-inch art pieces. And what was really cool about the show, and what I have always loved about the show, is that it really brought people together to buy a lot of art because the art was inexpensive, and it encouraged everyone to participate because basically we left it open to anyone that wanted to participate that would follow the rules and was basically welcome to put art in the show. And so when we closed that storefront, it's something that I really missed. It was the only show that I thought that really sort of gathered the community together. And so I wanted to try it in an online format. So about 6 months ago, I kind of cobbled together pieces and started the show. So right now we have about 1,000 pieces up right now. And the Mini Art Show statement is sort of true to what it started. The purpose of the show is to buy art, make art, and give money to charity. And that's kind of blanketed the mission statement. So first, buy art. It's easy to buy because everything is inexpensive. We keep the pieces at $12. So to collect a lot of pieces, it's really inexpensive to get a big collection going. And we have some really fantastic artists because of the small format, because it's only 3 inches by 3 inches. We get really cool artists participating. So anyone from, I've had dog moms and parents participate, and you know, there's little paw prints, and then I've had artists that, you know, sell their work for thousands of dollars participate. I've had everything in between. So you can really find a good mix on it. So buying art is really easy. We also have a subscription service. So if you don't want to pick out pieces and you want to just be surprised every month, we also have that option available. Well, and then, cool.
Okay, Ken, now is it open to participation from any artists or?
Yeah, so the second component is to make art. So we make it really easy to make. We don't have like a jurying process. It's just as long as you follow the directions, you're basically welcome to join the show. So you go on to miniartshow.com and you click on make art. So it's very easy. And you can either buy a kit that basically comes with paints and things that you need to make. And that's good for people that aren't really artists that just want to try it out. And then there's like just a basic kit that sends you paper and a self-addressed stamp envelope. So you can use the paper, fill out the information on the back, send it back. And we take photos of the pieces and we enter all of those pieces into our online library. And so we do all of that background work. We put all of your information in. And then if you want to, we can put you in the featured artist section too, which also can link to your own personal pages. So the mission of the show is really to get people involved in making. We send out 20 pieces of paper. So sometimes I get 3 pieces back. Sometimes I get all 20 back, depending on, you know, people's interest in the project. And it's really a cool way to get to see a lot of different pieces. If you go onto the site right now, you can just click on gallery and start looking through it, and you're going to find all sorts of different pieces.
Wow, that really is an interesting concept. Diane,
thank you.
So they're all works on paper, or are they canvas boards, or
yeah,
all
so.
Paper?
When it first started, it was the post-it note show, because that's the size of post-it note. And we were getting a lot of flimsy stuff like post-it paper. What we found is, you know, some people would spend a couple of minutes on a piece, and some people would spend hours on a piece. And when they were sold for cheap and they were on cheap paper, people ended up bringing them home and throwing them in a drawer. So we really wanted to kind of up the caliber of paper so that they were a little bit more archival. So we send out watercolor paper. So it's really, when you use it, it's really a nice permanent piece. So when they go out to people that buy them, they're more substantial. They're really nice pieces you'll want to hang.
That's cool.
You said the size. Now what's the size? 3x5?
Three by three. They're little squares.
That is, that's a small, that's even smaller than the artist cards.
Yeah, they're post-it notes size. Yeah. So they're real tiny.
Yeah, that's what this reminded me of. Because for years, I mean, centuries almost, artists have, you know, even, you know, Van Gogh was famous for doing a lot of these little 3x3s or 3x5, you know, small cards, and then handing them out like business cards, you know, but these were actual completed works of art.
Yes.
And I used to be part of a group on Facebook that was based over in England, and they had started that. I didn't participate as far as provide any, but I liked hearing about it and reading about it and seeing the other people's work. And they treat them like trading cards.
Where they do make trading card size, because I've gotten little trading cards and I've done a bunch of, I've got these alcohol inks. And so what I did was I made a bunch of little abstracts with different color combinations so I could have them to refer to.
Yes.
Yeah. Cause it's just a little art. They're like, I think they're like business card size, those artist cards are.
You're kind of it's like a 21st century version of something that artists have been doing for years.
Yeah.
I think that's really cool. You know?
Yeah, so it's kind of like an artist swap, but you get to pick your pieces, sort of. So,
are all the pieces either they're water-based, like acrylic or watercolor or...
So the criteria for the show is they have to be 3x3 on nice quality paper. So people are basically purchasing the paper. I think it's like $20 to be in the show. And that's just to cover the cost of me sending out the paper, return address, and then me putting it online. So as long as you follow the directions, which putting it on the paper, and it has to be flat or nearly flat. Because the way they store, the way they're sent, all of that stuff. So I get, I've had things like printmaking, acrylic, watercolor. I get a lot of like people doing stamping. I've had some like collage cut paper stuff, you know, because it's nearly flat. So they'll do like maybe tissue paper and do layers, things like that. So not necessarily like a medium that has to be liquid. It could also be collage.
Hypothetically, let's say I want to participate.
Yeah.
Walk me through the process.
So you go online to miniartshow.com. You click make art, and then you pick either the kit that has paint and stuff, or you pick the basic subscription. And so you just go through the checkout and you put your address in, and then, you know, a week later you'll get a kit that basically has all the paper and a return envelope. And so you can make your art, and then you flip the piece over and it has all the different things you need to fill out. So it'll have name, title of the piece, if you have a title for it, the colors that are primarily in the piece. And then any additional info that you want to put, a lot of people put their own personal websites, or if there's a special thing about the piece, if it its genesis was in something, they like to talk about what the piece is about. And then after you fill out the information and make the work, you put it in the envelope that already has a stamp on it and you throw it in the mail. And that's on your end, all you have to do. On my end, when I get it, I take photos of it, and I put all the information in it and get it online so that people can purchase it. And then there's two ways to get basically compensated for that. So you can either choose artist compensation, which You'll get 50% of what the piece is sold for, which is $12. Or you can donate that portion to charity. So I haven't yet talked about this portion of the mini art show, but the mini art show was basically built to funnel money to charities because I'm very passionate and I like to be able to, in my work, fold that into my everyday life. So the charity this year is On Angels Wings. And if you want to learn more about the charity, you can go to miniartshow.com, click on charity. They're a really unique organization that for parents of terminally ill children, they take photographs for them throughout the duration of their life for them to, you know, just have document of their family. So that's the charity we're going to. So if you want your work to go to charity, you can just click the, it goes to charity box. And then that's, then instead of your portion coming to you in a check, it just goes to the charity in a check.
Wow. That is really fantastic. A really easy, quick, simple way to do something really wonderful and good with your art. You know,
yeah.
I've talked to different artists that like to, you know, use their artwork for charitable organizations, but they either don't have the time or it gets a little complicated. There's taxes and issues sometimes. And
yeah,
you know, and so this is a quick and easy way for artists to contribute to charity, but at the same time, get their art out to prospective new collectors.
Yeah. And their websites as well. Like I said, we have a place for featured artists. So if you are in the arts and you want to show people that you have a website and, you know, you sell in different places, you can ask me. And right now it's completely complimentary. So you can go onto that featured area and people can look you up and look at the pieces you have on the show, but they all can also link out to your own personal website and look at your own pieces.
Okay. How many artists do you currently support?
How many artists in the show? Probably, oh, I don't know, 200 right now.
Okay.
On your end, it seems like it would be a lot of, I mean, you have to take photos, all the admin stuff. I mean, it seems like a lot.
It's a lot of back work, but it goes
stuff.
Quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's also things that the mini art show is coming up doing that will sort of help pad things so that we're able to do more interesting things. We have something coming up where we're going to auction off certain special pieces. Instead of those pieces being $12, they will be to the highest bidder. And so that we can raise a little bit more money for our charity and that we can get a little bit more money towards the mini art show to do other events and things like that. We also are starting to reach out to other galleries. So if you know of or are a gallery, a brick and mortar gallery, we have one this year doing it. They're doing the show in brick and mortar, just like it was originally intended. So we have, I think there's probably, 400 pieces at that brick and mortar show right now. But we're hoping that not only gets the community more involved, but also makes it a little bit easier to go see it in person. It's kind of overwhelming and wonderful to see so many little pieces in one place. And then, so we're doing the art auction. We're doing...
What kind of advertising, or do you do any advertising for besides on your website?
So we're hoping that, so in the past, the advertising was really because we had done the show locally, that the local word of mouth was so popular that the show really had an influx of people supporting it. And so we're hoping that the reaching out to those brick and mortars will help people, will basically help with advertisement. But then we're also doing Facebook and Instagram, and I'm starting a Facebook community to get people excited there. So just just different avenues to try to get word of mouth out. And exciting, we're also looking into doing NFTs with everybody's pieces. So that's kind of an exciting new technology that we're hoping to get into.
That's one area that Diane and Constance, you know, and I, we've glossed over, and I'm a technology guy, but I'm still not convinced that NFTs, you know, is such a way to go. So I got my doubts about it, but hey, you know, it's a
pop. Yeah, you don't know until you try. And so we're going to try. So maybe in a year's time, have me back on and I can tell you if it's a, if it's a dud or if it's good.
Hey. Constance, you got anything you want to ask Bridget about the mini art show?
No, she seems to have covered it really well.
She's almost got me convinced to participate. Really?
It's simple like fun. And fun. Honestly, it doesn't take that much time. They are very small. I have a lot of people do them as miniature works of art, but I also have people doing them as studies. So instead of grabbing your sketchbook, grab one of those mini arts and, you know, play with it a little bit, put it in, send it back, do something good, get your art out there. You know, I think it's just a win for everybody.
Diane,
yeah, it sounds like
about a year ago, or maybe it's been almost 2 years ago, when I was experiencing a period of a block for like a month, almost 2 months. I was going through a block, an artist block, and I got worried that everything I tried was crap. And so I saw some video, some artist talking about, you know, get little pieces of paper and draw. And so I started doing these little watercolors of betta fish. I did a whole, and that got me out of my period. And that's exactly what I'm thinking. I love drawing and painting these little betta fish, you know, with the big flowery, you know, fins and everything. And oh yeah, I think
here. A betta fish in your future.
Yeah. I think it gets people out of their comfort zone too, because a lot of artists are at least, you know, maybe 18 by 24 size, and yeah, and then you like shrink down, you know, you have that challenge to really like focus in on a portion of your work, maybe texture, maybe color combinations, you know.
It's a nice
opportunity.
Yeah, it's a nice size to just try something that you want to experiment with, you know.
Yeah.
That doesn't really mean
it goes away to a show. If it all sells, awesome. If it doesn't, right. But you know, you can get your name to a new audience. You can, you know, get out there. You know you won't be rejected. Just make it 3x3 and family friendly. I forgot to mention that. We are a family friendly show, so
yeah, we don't want any miniature pornographic things.
Yes. There is a wide variety of definition of family friendly, but we'll keep it a little clean for this show.
I think beta fish should be all right.
G-rated.
I think so.
Well, I think it's a wonderful idea. I think it's really, you know, like you said, it's a win-win for everybody. You're helping a charity, you know, it gives you an opportunity to express yourself in a small little frame of, you know, small size, and it's something that's easy and quick, and
And, you know, artists are always encouraged, you know, to create art every day and to draw, you know, on a sketchbook. So this is a way, this is a definite way of where it's not so much tedium, and that you know, if you do it in these little things and then send it off, then you know that it's a worthwhile effort other than just, you know, improving your craft, you know.
Sounds like you might have a few more artists to add to your list.
Yes. And, you know, I truly believe that artists need deadlines as well. So you can make and send it in at any time, we actually roll out quarterly. So if you want to get to the next deadline, the end of this month will be this deadline. So if you're you will all not make it to this deadline, but you know, four times a year, at least there's a deadline to work towards, you know, that that you're able to be like, okay, if I want to get out before the Christmas release, I need to put it out at this time. So
really, really, what's that website again?
MiniArtShow.com. MiniArtShow.com. Show.com.
All right. Okay, we've talked about your mini art show, which is your main passion. You mentioned you had studied sculpture or whatever. Are you pursuing any of that in your art career, or are you just kind of went to school and then, like a lot of people, just had to deal with life, had to make a
Well, I think that in everyday life, I try to put a little bit of art in, right? So the mini art show definitely gives me an outlet to do things quick and simple. The sculptures that I made are massive, and so I don't get to do those as much as I would hope to do. But I also, my day job, laser cutting and engraving, I definitely do, I do projects like, you know, logos for businesses, you know, on different things, or, you know, vinyl on a business and things like that. So I do business stuff, but I also give myself a chance to play. So I might do some logo work, but then I'll throw in something completely random, throw it in the laser cutter, cut it out, you know, set it up, see how I feel about it, and work from there. So maybe I don't get into sculpture as much as I used to, but I feel like rolling it into my everyday life is something that I can do.
Yeah, that's great. You're still able to use your creative skills, you know? And,
yes. And a lot of the Adobe suite.
Yeah, but that's like me. I've always been an artist my life, but I've only been pursuing this career for about 6 years. And before that, I did a lot of digital stuff. You know, I ran an internet radio station, so that was an outlet for my creativity. And Diane and Constance and I, we met in a professional training class, and the coach, Paul Klein, of course, he passed away a couple of years ago, but one of his speeches, in fact, one of the videos I recommend is the first video I came aware of him, where this is before he had cancer. Yeah, much heftier built guy than when we saw him. But one of the things that he said was, you're an artist and you can't help it. And whatever you do, you're going to be creative, regardless of your accountant or a lawyer or whatever. If you have that artist, that artistic, that creativity in you, you can't help it. You're going to do, you know, it kind of impressed me, you know, that he spotted that, you know, in folks and everything. And over the years, we've met so many different artists who, because of life, they've had to do something else to make a living, to provide for their family, but they still get back to their art. Sometimes later, like us, well, later, you know, we're not, but you know, at least
And I feel like the mini art show sort of addresses that. You know, I feel the same way as you do, that I went to art school. I see a lot of the people that I graduated with unable to make work because of, you know, life circumstances, things like that. And I feel like, you know, just giving bite-sized moments to yourself where you can be creative is really important.
Absolutely. Well, I think we're coming to an end here. We're going to wrap this episode up. One more time, Bridget, give your website for our listeners.
MiniArtShow.com.
Excellent. And for our listeners, we have been talking with Bridget Kuntz from MiniArtShow.com. And I hope that we have listeners who are artists. We have listeners who are wannabe artists. We have listeners who just like doodling on the side. I think this is an excellent opportunity to try your hand and to get your art out there for a very reasonable price and provide, if you like, provide support of a charity. I just think it's so wonderful. And I am so glad that Diane invited you to our podcast so that we there's a chance to hear this. And for our listeners, this is the Artist Friends Podcast, episode 153. Diane and Constance, you got anything else you want to mention or talk to Bridget about?
No, I just think it's a wonderful opportunity for artists as well as charities and anyone else that's interested in trying it out. I mean, even if you're not, don't consider yourself an artist, you can still be creative and play and see what you end up with.
Absolutely. All right. I'm going to say goodbye to Diane and Constance and Bridget. Let Diane say goodbye to everybody.
Bye, Clyde. Bye, Constance. Bye. Bye, Bridget. Bye, everyone.
Good night, Clyde. Good night, Diane. Good night, Bridget. And thanks for listening.
Yes. Yeah, thank you very much. Good night.
Hey, good night, Bridget. Good night, Diane and Constance. And thank you for our listeners. If you go to www.talkartpodcast.com, that's talkartpodcast.com. That's our information page. And of course, I'll have more information about Bridget on there for next week. So thank you so much for listening. Until next time. Bye-bye.
The Artist Friends Podcast is produced and edited by Clyde J. Kale. Participating artists, Diane Hunt and Constance Bronson and Clyde J. Kale. You can find more information about Diane Hunt at www.dianehuntstudio.com. Constance Bronson at www.etsy.com/shop/CBROSNANS. Clyde J. Kale at www.cjkaleartworks.com. If you would like to participate or appear as a guest on the Artist Friends Podcast, please email cjkale@mystery-otr.com. If you enjoy these podcasts, please give us a thumbs up or a star rating. And most of all, send us your comments. This podcast is issued under the Creative Commons license.